Looking at the geology of the dig site, paleontologists could see that the bones had been washed into their final resting place. This location was not where the battle had taken place. It's simply where the remains of the eaten dinosaur ended up. The evidence suggests that floodwaters carried them there.
In late 2007, experts began to reconstruct a plausible explanation of this battle from 70 million years ago. A male Majungatholus could have entered the territory of a female. His motive was sex, but she had other ideas. When approached by a male, the female would have been very cautious until she understood his intentions. To protect herself and her territory, she would make it clear that she was no pushover. Paleontologists think that to ensure her safety, the female could have relied on three distinctive moves before launching into an attack. The first is to stand her ground.
When you're approached by a rival, the last thing you want to do is turn tail and run. First, it means you lose your territory, but worse, your rival might think you're food. The rules of the animal kingdom are pretty clear. Break one of these rules and you're liable to end up dead.
She would then have moved, turning her body sideways to show the male her massive size. Then the flash of those razor-sharp teeth. Baring her teeth would send a very clear signal to an aggressor. Once the female made her rival aware of her disposition, it was up to him to convince her that he was there to mate, not kill.
Mating can be a pretty dangerous thing if the object of your desire has 3-inch-long serrated teeth and a bad attitude. The first thing she's going to suspect is that you're there to challenge her for her territory. The male had better do everything possible to show this female that he is not a threat.